This is Ted Kennedy. The United Nations finally has a friend, not a foe, in the White House. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it looks like the objectionable sport of UN bashing has finally been abandoned at the White House. Every spring for years, as regularly as the swallows coming back to Capistrano, the Reagan administration published an anti-UN diatribe that distorted the record of support by other nations for U.S. positions. It got so bad, Al, that many of us in Congress had to complain. The reports were dishonest. They concealed the broad-based support for the U.S. in a wide range of issues, and then used the reports to cut funds for the U.N. Now the first report, prepared under the Bush administration, is just out, and it's a breath of fresh air, a much fairer assessment of the U.N.'s indispensable role in Uncle Sam's record. We don't win them all, Al, but we're doing better than you right-wingers used to admit.
Hold on a sec, Ted. When I heard you praise George Bush, I fell off the stool and swallowed the mic. I most certainly do agree. The Bush administration is a real breath of fresh air, especially from light-headed liberals who think the swallows only return to Capistrano because they fly in a big circle on two left wings. Just the same, Ted, I sure can't agree that Ronald Reagan engaged in UN bashing. That's silly. The reason he expelled 25 Soviets at the UN for spying in 86 and 87 was because he wanted the United Nations to be a forum for diplomacy, not spying and espionage. Come on, Ted, give President Reagan some of the credit he deserves for cleaning up the UN. And in the meantime, you'd better watch those gushing words of praise for George Bush. You might find them as habit-forming as that old rope you smoke. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the House Child Care Bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.